I thought my little ordinance, want that to go in there?
No, go ahead. No, I tell you, we're not going to use your
I thought my little grandchildren would die. We got to explaining them that some time ago, laughing about it, you know. Me and another lady that was raised together, we'd tell them how we'd take it and ruffle it up good, you know, for our toilet paper, how good it felt. Oh, I thought they'd die.
Sears Roebuck, huh?
Yeah, you was lucky to get a good Sears Roebuck catalog out there. Had to use moss most of the time. Had green moss in those trees.
That was all purpose.
Yeah, all day. We was rich.
Okay, other rooms in the house?
Well, it was like that. You'd contain a bed, a clothes press, and maybe a chair, and a dresser. If, you know, some people had them, some people didn't.
What about the room you'd cook in?
Well, now that was the kitchen. Such a thing as a cabinet didn't exist. People didn't know about that in those days. But you'd had a table, a work table, and you had an eating table. You had your stove, and you had your wood box. You had your big wooden stove. Then you had a wood box where you'd cut your wood outside, cut your oak wood, bring it in and put it there. And then you had a work table that you had a dish pan where you'd wash your dishes. And if you was lucky enough to be able to afford pipe from your well, but it didn't do you no good because there was nothing to put the water out of the well. Unless, you see, you had to had to have your well in your yard, and you had an old-time hand pump or a draw bucket. You'd have to go draw your water and bring your bucket of water. So you had your work table with a bucket of water and a gourd dipper or whatever you owned, and you'd wash your dishes in your dish pan and a little pan to catch it. That was it.
When you wash your dishes, you got the soap on them, and then you
had to rinse them and put them to drip and wipe them there.
What'd you use to wash them with?
Well, a dish pan. Most of the time, if you knew how, you'd make your own soap. We'd call it homemade soap, lye soap. And that was made out of sheep tallow or beef tallow and lye, you know what they call lye? The thing that's very, very dangerous to get in your hands. Well, you'd take 6 pounds of lye, 6 pounds of tallow, a can of lye, and a gallon or so of water, 6 quarts of water. And you'd put that all to boil together in a wash pot. And you'd boil that and boil that till that tallow, lye would eat up that tallow into a paste. And then you'd cook it until, my mother used to cook it, and she knew exactly. She had a wooden paddle made, you know, and when she'd stir it, and then when she thought it was cooked, she'd spin it like that, you know, and she'd watch it drip. She'd even sometimes taste it. And whenever she thought it was cooked, pour it out in a tub. And then about the next morning, she'd slice it up in nice little bars. She'd make some of the prettiest lye soap you ever saw. She told me when she was a widow, she had milked enough cows. She lived at Mulberry Island. That's a little island out on the Gulf with that. And she made enough butter. Milked cows and saved the cream and made butter that she made wash pots full of butter, full of soap out of butter, pure butter. She told me that when she did that when she was a widow.
Okay. So the room that you cooked in was off of the house, you said?
Sometimes it was. Most people did have it off sometime in the house. Sometime all, but the general run of the people in those days that built the houses, I was told, since I'm grown up and asked why,